You're with Virginia on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
On February the 7th, Alexander Hall and his wife Cassandra were out for dinner at a Ballarat restaurant when a really unexpected tragedy struck. Alex had the barramundi, and apparently he'd had it before, a long time ago, a little bit of a tingling on the lips, and had a violent anaphylactic reaction and died from that response. Expecting their first child. It's a really tragic story. Cassandra Hall is the widow of Alex Hall and joins you on the line now. Cassandra, good morning and thank you so much for speaking to us.
Good morning.
This is a really tough thing to talk about, so I really appreciate you taking the time for us, but it just seemed to have come out of a clear blue sky for Alex.
Yeah, absolutely. It was completely unexpected.
He'd had barramundi once before, is that right, or a couple of times before?
Once before, and he'd only told me about it after he'd eaten it. When we were at the restaurant, he kind of mentioned that he said, oh, that fish was really nice. I actually haven't had barramundi in quite a few years. The last time I had it, I felt like I maybe had a slight reaction to it. He hadn't had it since. And I kind of got a little bit uncomfortable at the fact that he'd said that and just said to him, you know, well, are you feeling okay now? And he was like, oh, yeah, I think so. I think I'm all right.
And how quickly did it escalate from there?
So quickly, in the space of between 1 to 2 minutes, he just started sweating. He was shifting around in the seat. He was noticeably just very uncomfortable. So I brought it up again and I said, do you think you might possibly be having a reaction to the barramundi? Do we need to get you to a hospital? Should I call an ambulance? And he didn't respond to me. He was just obviously something wasn't right. So I ran over to the bar staff and I asked them if they had an EpiPen. And they didn't, and I said, could you please call an ambulance immediately? I think my husband's having a reaction. And they did. They got straight on the phone to the ambulance. It took the ambulance so long to get there.
Oh, did it. Cassandra, that's so clear-minded of you to run over and ask for an EpiPen. That's amazingly sharp thinking in that circumstance.
Well, I don't know. I guess I just reacted. I didn't really have time to think about anything. I just wanted to save him.
I'm so sorry. And I'm sorry, particularly the circumstances that you're in with a baby on the way and due in May. Was the hospital able to explain to you how a tingling on the lips from all that time ago could transform into a full-on anaphylactic reaction?
Well, the hospital didn't mention it. They were obviously running a lot of tests to see if they could determine what the reaction was in regards to. But I did some research online myself while he was in the hospital and did find that it's quite common for people to have a slight reaction the first time they try something, and then it's not until the second time that they have it that they do have quite a severe reaction.
Yeah.
So I would just urge people that if you have eaten something once before and you're not 100% sure about it, just either get allergy tested or don't try it again, because I would hate for something like this to happen to somebody else.
So if you've had that little reaction before and you've not eaten that food stuff or used that ointment again, you know, for example, because of that reaction, go and get it checked out. That's your message to us today.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you have allergic reactions, make sure you do carry an EpiPen with you, because something that Alex didn't have on him. I think it's important that people know the severity of these kinds of things. And Alex did receive immediate attention. We were lucky enough that there were off-duty nurses in the restaurant at the time that came to his immediate aid.
Oh, were there? Wow.
So it actually gave me a few more days with him in the hospital. Something would have been very different if he didn't receive immediate attention. Mm. But by the time the ambulance got there, it was too late. His brain had been without oxygen for far too long.
Mm.
And he was quite brain damaged by the time he got into the hospital.
Yeah, the cerebral hypoxia is what happens in that circumstance. Have you got the support around you that you need right now, Cassandra?
Yeah, I do. I'm surrounded by support and it's overwhelming, you know, but if it's not him, then it's just not the same, you know.
Of course it's not, and not with baby Jew in Mays. But baby's going okay, she's growing well and strong.
She's proving to be quite resilient. She's definitely going to be her father's daughter.
Well, she'll know all about her dad when she arrives in the world, won't she?
She will. Talk to her about him every day.
Cassandra, it's incredibly brave of you to come on the show and talk to us about that. And I know it's hard, but I know that you feel there's a really strong message in this that you'd like others to know. All the best to you. Take great care and good luck for what I'm sure will be a wonderful birth.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Cassandra Hall, who's the widow of Alex Hall, who died after eating barramundi on February the 7th, but he was pronounced dead on the 12th. As Cassandra said, she got a bit of time with her husband in the hospital after that dreadful incident.